Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
Happy first after conference podcast. I'm so excited to get back into this, get back into my routine. I wanted to start with my first series after conference on comparison. And I know that might sound like a weird one to start with, but here's why. So, you know, we were heading into conference and some people were already having a little bit of success. They were already seeing a rebound in their business. You know, they were seeing that 2017 was going to be a different year for them. And then we go to conference and everybody gets really excited. It was life changing. You know, we decided we were going to make it that way. You know, we come out of conference and lots of people start having success again. You know, people are signing, people are excited. Some people's volume are already up today for the month. And that's awesome. But I also know that there are leaders out there who are not seeing the big jump yet, who are not seeing the big jump in volume. You know, they're still working through getting their passion back. You know, they loved conference, but then you come back to the real world and it gets hard again. You know, there's some leaders out there who are still trying to find that integration and that balance. And when that happens, if you're one of those, or even if you're one that has started seeing success again, it's our natural human tendency to look around and start seeing what's going on for everybody else. And this time of the year, comparison can really be debilitating because, and you know, the funny thing is, you know, I did a Zoom for a few of my leaders about a week ago, and we were talking about how when you first get in this business, you don't have any of that. There is no comparison for a leader, for a runner in this company. Because when you get in and you see the opportunity, you just take off running and you don't know what you don't know. You have childlike faith that, you know, everything's going to work out. You see the hope that this company offers and you just run. You aren't aware of any struggles that you might go through. You aren't aware that people might leave you, you know, for another company. You don't know any of that. When you're a brand new distributor, and you see the light, and you catch the vision, and you start running, you don't know any of that. And you don't even know to compare your journey to anybody else's. But once you've been in for a little bit, us leaders have a tendency to, you know, get caught in that. And it's a pitfall that we can fall into. And this time of year, that can really happen. So I want to talk a little bit about that for a couple of podcasts here, because it'll take me longer than just one to go through all this. But the first thing I want to talk about today is, why does comparison happen? You know, and yes, it happens because we get back from conference and people have success. Yes, all that. But what is the real reason that comparison happens? I want to take you through three things. Pulling up my notes here. Okay. Here's why comparison happens. Number one, I want to just get this out there. The devil uses comparison as a tool. This is one of the tools in his arsenal. If the devil can get in your mind, okay, if he can put these thoughts into your mind of comparison, he can stop you in your tracks. Comparison can single-handedly stop you from ever reaching your full potential, from ever reaching the dream and the vision that God has placed in your mind. Comparison can stop you. So the devil knows that, okay? It's that powerful, and that's why we talk about it so much. But that's the number one reason why you start to compare yourself to other people, is because the devil uses it as a tool so that he can veer you off path, get your eyes off of the goal, and stop you. Practically, comparison happens because we are trying to figure out what we are doing wrong. That's why we compare ourselves to other people. You know, you come back from conference and it appears that tons and tons of people are having huge success and you're only having a little bit of success. You know, things are up, things are good. You thought you were doing good. You know, you really thought that, you know, you're three or four distributors this month, or you're one or two distributors this month. You know, you were really getting back on the horse and you were feeling good. And then you look around and somebody else is signing 20 or 30. You know, so your volume is up a little bit and you were super excited about it. But then you start hearing that other people's volume is up like something crazy, 50,000, you know, And you start to question, okay, well, if they're up that much or they're having that much success, then what am I doing wrong? And you can probably relate to that. Even if you can't right now, you have in the past, because this is something all leaders deal with. The third reason it happens, we use comparison as kind of a thermometer of where we could be, a thermometer. So this is kind of it's related to the one right before this, but you know, we're having a little bit of success. This is going good. I'm feeling good. Okay. Let me look around, make sure this is how everybody else is feeling. And so we look around and we start comparing to other people to make sure this is where we're supposed to be. You know, am I having the right amount of success that I'm supposed to right now? Or am I ahead of the game, or am I falling behind? And again, kind of related to figuring out what you're doing wrong. Because once you do that, once you look around and you see, you know, you kind of gauge where you're at compared to other people, then that's when you start to figure out what you're doing wrong or what you're doing right. And again, it's just taking your eyes off the goal and you start looking around. And then finally, the last reason that we use comparison is to find out as a society. I mean, this is part of society. We do this in everyday life outside of the business. We look around to see if we're normal. I think a very human need is to want to feel normal, want to not stick out in a bad way. We want to fit in, you know, so that no one is looking at us funny or sideways. So we look around to see what everybody else is doing, what everybody else is saying or wearing or buying, and we want to be normal. You know, we want to sometimes even keep up with the Joneses, right? We can fall into that trap when we start making money with this business too. So those are some of the reasons that comparison enters our lives. Okay, so, but the biggest thing I want you to remember is that comparison is a tool that the devil uses to knock you off track. So we need to be very vigilant and make sure that when this starts to creep in, that we push it out by speaking life, and we will go over, you know, how to do all that in this series. But that's what I wanted to cover today. You know, why comparison creeps in, when it creeps in, and then we're going to go into what the real danger is and how we can combat this and make sure that we keep our eyes focused where they need to be. So think about it today. See if comparison has already started to rear its head in your business or in your life, and we will talk about it further. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.